What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the beginning of another week, which means it's Monday. And every Monday we do something called Metric Mondays, a little bite-sized piece of information with some data to help you improve your practice and your life. My question today is, would you like a steady stream of patients and know that you're retaining all of them? Well, you can. If you know one metric, it's called hygiene reappointment percentage. I have my co-host on today, Miranda Beeson. We show you what it is, what's its impact on the practice, and how to improve it. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. I want to say thank you for just showing up. It's amazing how many people have actually showed up to listen to our podcast. Over 100,000 unique users and over 900 episodes, and we have 9,000 more. And guess what today is? Today is Monday. You know what it means? It's the beginning of another week, and we do a program every Monday. If you haven't been tuning in, you're missing out. It's called Metric Monday. The goal of this podcast on Mondays is to give you a short little podcast around a metric that'll improve your practice and your life. And I have one of the most amazing coaches and people and friends ever. Her name is Miranda Beeson, and she's not only an amazing coach, but she's on our leadership team. She's our director of education. Happy Monday, Miranda.
Hi, happy Monday to you. Every Monday is a new opportunity to have a great week.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't figured out yet, the key to life is to surround yourself with amazing people and just let them do what they do. And you're going to see how that works today because Miranda's going to guide us through this. And she has been for the last couple of weeks. Where are we going today, Miranda?
Today, we're going to talk about hygiene reappointment percentage. So it's really important to make sure that we're tethering our patients to the practice and we're building that long-standing retention, loyal patients year over year, months over months. The more we're able to maintain our existing patient base, the less effort we have to put into bringing new patients into the schedule. So we just want to make sure we're doing everything we can to support not only their continuing care regimen, but also our practice safety and security. So we're going to be talking about hygiene reappointment percentage. And this just basically measures the number of patients who are scheduled for their next visit for hygiene before they leave the office. So we're saying of the patients that were seen for hygiene, say today, what percentage of those were scheduled before they left, pre-appointed for their next hygiene visit. So you can look at that each day, each week, each month, quarter, year, however you want to break down the period of time. But it's just going to tell us how effective we are at making sure that we are helping keep those hygiene patients tethered to our practice and in supporting their hygiene care.
Yeah. And this is, so I'll take you on a little journey. I've been doing this for 31 years, and this is a relatively new metric and a hot one. So for the last five, six, seven years, this has been a very hot metric to talk about. And I think everybody in the industry would agree that as we improve hygiene reappointment percentage, you're going to see a dramatic impact on its practice. Now, I get it. You're a dentist. You're thinking, this is hard. You don't understand. I want you to sit on the gratitude side of things. I want you to think like this. This is like a line outside your practice of people waiting to get in every single day. No business is like this. This is what makes dentistry so unique. And so much of the restorative care comes out of that. And you get to choose who's in your practice. And it's a metric. So you might be a dentist who's a little bit of a wuss like me, and you're afraid to talk to a strong hygienist. This is a metric. It diffuses all of that. It makes all of it go away. All we need to do is look at what it is and see how it improves time over time. And it'll have a huge impact in your practice. Right.
Well, Miranda? And the other thing about this metric is it helps you to understand if your patients really value you and the care that you're providing. Do they really trust you? Because if they're not willing to reschedule and make that next visit, there's probably a reason. And so what happened within that experience that is going to make them not want to come back the next time? Now, occasionally you have a snowbird, you have someone in college, this, that, and the other. I would argue that you could still schedule that patient for the next visit. It might be next summer when they're back or whatever it might be, or next winter. But most of the time, if someone's not willing to reschedule and they're not providing a real valid reason, you'll have an idea of how much they value or don't value or trust your care. The other thing is, like you were just saying, it used to be years ago, you didn't even necessarily pre-schedule the next visit. You just mailed out postcards when somebody was due and they'd call you and they'd schedule their appointment. And that is just not how life works in the dental office anymore. So we need to be doing everything we can while the patient's in the chair to secure and reserve that next visit. It's going to be less cost in terms of investment and time when it comes around to their, you know, quote unquote due date. When their customized program of care comes upon us, they're already there. They're already ready. They've reserved that time and we've built value around that appointment.
Yeah. And so let's start with the big, my favorite part, which is the why. Why is this important? How does it impact the practice?
Well, you highlighted a little bit of that just a moment ago, but predictable revenue. You know, when we have a high reappointment percentage, we know we have a steady stream of patients that are going to be coming back. So we have the predictability around the revenue of those hygiene visits. So it gives your schedule some structure. It gives your team and you peace of mind that your bottom line, there's a little bit of breathing room there because we at least know that we have, say, 90% of our hygiene patients coming back in 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, whatever it may be, versus having just this wide open schedule and hoping that we are able to fill those holes. The other piece is just stronger patient retention. Practices with that higher hygiene reappointment percentage, just like a tongue twister, the rates naturally, you're going to retain more patients. They're going to stay plugged into their care cycle. They're going to be less likely to fall off the schedule. The language that we use when we're reappointing, really using value-driven language and, you know, basically confirming that appointment from the moment they set it up is going to help them to stay with you and not go seek care or treatment elsewhere. So that's the two main things are that predictable revenue and that stronger patient retention. But the other thing to think about is that, you know, hygiene is what really fuels the practice. So it's that lifeline for most practices. It's where you're pulling the majority of your treatment from, you know, shared with those new patient experiences. But the bulk of it is our existing patients. And our hygienists are doing a lot more than just cleaning teeth. They're there to work alongside you, the dentist, to look at treatment, you know, risks within the patient's mouth, help you to, we talk about being a restorative partner, looking at treatment that's undiagnosed or even treatment that has been diagnosed and hasn't been completed, and helping to nurture those relationships so that you can also help to support your restorative schedule.
Yeah.
And sorry, I was going to say there's one more piece around just like the team.
Go there.
So, you know, it's more efficient for your team to not have to be tracking down patients. Yeah. If they're already in the schedule. When you think about your practice, you might have an office manager and an administrative patient care coordinator. So, you know, maybe there's two people in your front office team. And if they're spending the bulk of their time calling, texting, emailing, trying to get patients to come in, it's really not the best use of those resources. Instead, those people should be focused on the patient experience and case presentation and building the value and trust. And if they're just scrambling to fill holes because we didn't do a good job of reappointing when the patient's already there, it's going to be a lot harder for the team. So it also just helps with team efficiency, keeping those hygiene reappointment rates high. It's less work on the back end to try to fill the schedule.
You mean the postcards go away?
I actually have one team who still does like postcards as part of their recare system.
You know, it's weird when you said postcards, I like totally forgot that it's been erased from it. It feels like a bad dream. Like that's how we used to do it. And it worked.
That was the primary way in which we elicited patients years and years and years ago was send out those postcards the moment they're due and make sure they call us to schedule. And it's just different now.
Yeah. So now Miranda, you know, the goal, if you're listening to this podcast, I'll say this to you first. The goal is to give you the metric, tell you why, and then we're going to give you some things to impact the metric. But I want to say this. There's no better time to do anything with a patient than when they're in the office. I want you to hear that as clearly as possible. So what Miranda shared is exactly true. You're releasing the team from all this cognitive rigor and processes and fatigue up front when you can think clearly that we're going to reschedule, reappoint the right type of patients for our practice, and we're going to do it today while they're here. So, Miranda, what can you do today to impact this metric?
So the easiest thing is to just develop the expectation in your practice that this is what we do. It's not an option. It's not a, if you have time, try to schedule their next visit. It's we reserve the next appointment while the patient is here. It's what we do. And so you mentioned earlier, you know, there's dentists out there who really struggle with holding people accountable. Well, guess what? You don't have to hold anyone accountable to just this personal relationship if you have a system or an expectation to measure against. When we've all agreed that what we do here is schedule the next hygiene visit before the patient leaves. Now we can talk to that expectation or that system when we're addressing it with our team and saying, like, I've noticed this trend with our data. What can we do as a team collectively to improve this? What challenges are we running into? Is it that we just don't feel comfortable or know what to say? Is it that, you know, we live in a tourist area and there are a lot of snowbirds and we're just not scheduling those patients, but maybe, hey, could we? And really just working on it as a team. But you can address it around that system or that expectation versus this you versus me and I think you're just not doing a good job. No, let's look at that expectation together and measure against that. There was actually just a comment not too long ago in our BPA forum, and it was asking about, you know, we really struggle with getting patients into the schedule in a reasonable amount of time when they call to schedule. Well, the great thing would be is if you could have, you know, my first question is like, well, do you guys have a process for reappointing them when they're there? Because if someone likes to come in every 3 months and you struggle to have them in, you could schedule their next 3 hygiene appointments while they're there. There's no end to what that looks like. And then the questions sometimes come up, should it be the hygienist who's pre-scheduling that appointment? Should the administrative team pre-schedule that next appointment? And I think that's up to the practice to determine. I would say majority of the time, certainly in every practice I worked in as a hygienist, the hygienist wanted to be the one to reschedule the patient because you're able to look at your schedule and find just the right place for them to be. Like, you know, if they're a little bit chatty and you're not going to put them between, you know, chatty Chad and chatty Cheryl, you're going to put them on a different day. Your administrative team might not know that. So I, as the hygienist, and in most practices I worked in, the hygienist really enjoyed being the one who was able to kind of manage where they ended up the next time they came in. Now, a caveat, our best practice might be if it's a family to allow the administrative team to manage that, especially if you're having to run down the hall to talk to your hygiene, you know, buddy. And what did you put them, you know, did you put them at 3 months or 4 months? No, the administrative team can probably help you when it's a whole family just to help the hygiene team, you know, running on time. But the most important part is the expectation is there that this is what we do every single time and that your team knows the why. The admin team, the hygienist, they have to understand the impact that the metric has, not only on the practice, but probably more importantly for your team to buy in is what is the impact it has on your patients and allowing them to stay within that realm of their customized, again, that customized program of care where they're going to be healthy. Because if we're not pre-appointing or rescheduling that same day, then they may fall into a pattern where they're, you know, well overdue. It's 18 months now before they got back in and their health's impacted. So when our team can understand that, it's better. And then the benchmark is generally 85% or more of your patients should be reappointed for their next hygiene visit before they leave. Now, I have a real high bar. So I like for it to be at least over 90, right. But 85% or higher, you're in a pretty good place with that hygiene reappointment percentage, starting by measuring where you are now, and then just set a realistic monthly goal. If you're only at 70%, let's just try to get at least 5% more over the next month and see where we're at, celebrating those small wins with every little improvement that you make.
So well said. And, you know, I'll add 3 more action items for you if you're listening. Number 1, just share this podcast with your team. Just say, hey, listen, this is a great podcast. It's crazy short. can we just have a conversation next week about just to have everybody aligned? So you're not the dentist telling them, we're going to tell your team what to do. And you can have a great conversation around that. Number two, you should never have a hygiene reappointment percentage 100% because you have some crazies that you should free up. You should never. There are people in your schedule that are better served in another practice. This becomes the perfect filtering mechanism to say, hey, I got one crazy or I got two crazies today. Can I free them up? And you don't put them in the schedule. And now you know why. And then lastly, if you don't know what to do, you can't improve the number and you've tried everything, just use the bib. The bib is the seatbelt. Leave the bib on until one critical element is done, which is you put the patient back in the schedule. If a patient touches the bib, say, don't touch that. No one touches the bib. I touch the bib because the second you take off the bib, they have the ultimate swim technique. They get through the offensive line right to the quarterback, which is the outside. So you're going to retain them by using the bib. So it's good stuff. And then lastly, oh my gosh, I love this stuff. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. If you have multiple hygienists, let's say you have five hygienists or three, you're going to see they don't all have the same number. What an opportunity to share best practices. You're going to have one that's doing 92%. You got one that's doing 87%, maybe one that's doing 74%. Don't make it a punitive bad thing. Make it a, hey, what are you doing? What are you saying? Share best practices so that everyone grows together. Miranda, great job.
Yeah, thank you so much. I just want to leave it on like improving this key metric is a very low cost to no cost way for you to get a lot of high impact back on the other end. So just, hey, check it out. If you don't know what your hygiene reappointment percentage is, just go learn it.
Yeah, go learn it. Yeah, so there you have it. Metric Monday, hygiene reappointment percentage. So if you're driving in the office, figuring out what it is, share this podcast and I hope it improves your practice and your life. And if you're looking for more resources, this is what we do. We're practice coaches. We're our CE junkies. We study this stuff all day long and we share it on a platform called the Best Practices Association. We actually have an app now. If you're not on the app, what are you thinking? Get on the app. Search Best Practices Association app in the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And you can start the journey for free and you can upgrade to various levels of activity and membership where you'll just get more and more support from us. We're going to keep bringing it. So keep showing up. So until you hear from us next time or you see us next time, Monday, I can't talk today. I hope you guys enjoyed that and I hope you enjoy your Monday. Have a great day, everybody. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.